Barcelona family. As she was a Barcelona, by marriage if not by name, she would be expected to attend. Wanted to attend, she reminded herself. It was always a good time, and Stephanie, her sister-in-law, worked hard to make it a perfect night. The party, she repeated, her voice slightly more panicked this time, then glanced down at herself. Crap, what time is it? Rhys, her husband, shook his head.
You really don't listen when I talk, do you? We have an hour. You'll be fine.
She pulled off her gloves and shoved them into the left front pocket of her coveralls, then stepped behind Rhys and gave him a little push toward the flatbed truck he'd driven out to the West Vineyards. You say that because all you have to do is shower and get dressed. I have to do the girl thing.
Which takes you maybe 10 minutes.
He put his arm around her as they hurried toward the truck.
Happy with the grapes?
I think so, she said, glancing toward the healthy vines growing on either side of them. We might have to do some thinning in a couple of weeks, but so far, so good. As they slid onto the bench seat of the old truck, he glanced at her. She smiled, knowing there was a 50-50 chance he would call her out on her thinning statement. He was, after all, the vineyard manager. Technically, all the decisions about the vineyard were made by him with her input, but not her instruction. As winemaker, she managed the grapes from the moment they were picked until the wine was bottled. But at Bellepre, areas of responsibility often overlapped. Theirs was a large, boisterous family in which everyone had opinions. Not that Mackenzie listened to a lot of other ideas when it came to her wines, although, as Rhys often pointed out, she was very free offering hers when it came to his work. He drove along the dirt path that circled the vineyard, stopping by her truck. She slid into the cab, then followed him back to the family compound. The main road leading into Walla Walla was thick with tourists who wanted to enjoy the longest day of the year. She merged into the slow-moving traffic, doing her best to keep from glancing at the clock on the truck's dashboard as she inched along. Vineyards stretched out on either side of the road, flat on the left and rising toward the hills on the right. Bright green leaves topped sturdy trunks that had been carefully trained to grow exactly as she wanted them to. The rows were long and neat, and the spaces between them were filled with native grasses that held in moisture and protected the roots from the heat. Looking at her healthy crop kept her mind off the fact that she and Rhys were going to be desperately late. 20 minutes later, she followed him off the highway onto a less crowded secondary road, a back way home. 5 minutes after that, they parked the trucks by the processing buildings behind the big tasting room. Rhys had already claimed one of the golf carts the family used to get around. She slid in next to him, and they took off toward the center of the property. Bellepre Winery and the surrounding land had been in the Barcelona family for nearly 60 years. Rhys and his siblings were third generation. The original main house had been updated several times. When Rhys and Mackenzie had married, Barbara, Rhys's mother, had suggested they build themselves a house close to hers, rather than commute from town. Eager to stay in the good graces of her new mother-in-law, Mackenzie had agreed. A large, two-story home had been built. Barbara and Mackenzie had decorated every room. The act of choosing everything from light fixtures to doorknobs, cementing their affection for each other. A few years later, Stephanie, the second of Barbara's four children, had gotten a divorce and moved back home with her two kids, requiring another house to be constructed. When the youngest of the three girls had married, the last house had been added. Only Lori, the middle daughter, still lived in the original home. All four houses faced a huge central courtyard. Mexican pavers were shaded by vine-covered pergolas. The extended family used the space for big dinners and as a kids' play area. If one of the women baked cookies, a cookie flag was hung out the front door, inviting anyone to stop by. At Christmas, a large tree was brought in from Wishing Tree, and for the annual summer solstice party, dozens of long tables were brought in to seat the 200 or so guests. Rhys swung the golf cart behind the large main house, circling counterclockwise. Normally, he would cut across the courtyard, but with all the party preparations, he had to go the long way. He pulled up at the rear entrance to their house, and they dashed inside. Mackenzie paused to unlace her boots and left them in the mudroom. Rhys did the same. They raced up the stairs together, separating at the landing to head to their individual ensuite bedrooms. Once in her bathroom, she started the shower. Thankfully, she'd already picked out the dress she would wear. She raced